This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
97.1 The Ticket, Rico Beard, Jeff Rieger. That was Rico yesterday. I fought him. I screamed at him. I yelled at him. I tried to knock some sense into him. And he's right, at least according to a couple of Tiger Beat writers. Rico, how the hell are you? Doing a little victory lap. I called you today. I was at my kid's swim practice.
Okay, first of all.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just not working.
You want to switch mics?
No, I'll do it in the next break. No victory lap is needed. Sometimes, Jeff, you just have to see things for what they are. And if you look at the Tigers and you look how they're doing business, even though they're in the middle of this 1-10 losing streak, and they're still ahead of schedule. They still believe in what they have for the future. They love the players that they have now. They're not willing to part with any of these big-time prospects because – in their mind, I feel like their plan is working. It's a slow burn, but it's burning well for them. It's going exactly as planned. As a matter of fact, you can make the argument it's ahead of schedule. Now, is that your schedule? It is not. So no victory lap needed. It's just this is what I saw.
Take the victory lap, Rico.
Go around the studio, man. You know what? This guy's acting like he's right all the time.
It's not a victory lap. It's just, I told you, I wanted to be wrong. I wanted you to be wrong. I have to say this carefully. It's not the same fire and intensity as you see in New York and in L.A.
Well, New York made a move.
Where this is a team that believes, you know what? If we get a World Series, great. But we want to really build this up to be competitors for a long time and not just 1 year.
So what changed since we were last on the air? First of all, Evan Petzold comes out with an article from the Free Press. Big splash coming, ? No, Detroit Tigers expected to take conservative approach at trade deadline. Cody Stavenhagen from The Athletic wrote a very similar piece. Now, what I can tell you
they did not call me, by the way.
They didn't call you. No, they talked to Scott Harris.
Me and Scott were talking the other day.
Well, I know. He's your neighbor, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
You see him when he's walking his dog and his new kid. Yeah. No, but.
It's like, Scotty!
It was the first game of a homestand. Scott Harris does do these off-the-record conversations with the beat writers. By my understanding, yesterday was one of them. So he gathers the beat writers together. He tells them what he wants them to know. They don't quote him, and they write these stories. So that's where they're getting this information, right from Scott Harris. He's doing one of two things. He's either trying to prepare you that he ain't going to do much, that they're going to stick with what they got, that they're going to promote guys from the minors, that they're going to try to duplicate pitching chaos in that crazy run they went on last year, or he's trying to try to over-deliver. Understate it all and over-deliver. Like, just because he says he's not going to get rid of a top five prospect to the media doesn't mean that's actually the case.
Okay, but Rieger,
and Tiger fans would be pretty giddy if he did so.
Okay, now this is hopium for you. Okay.
No, I'm just saying it's one of two things.
It's hope.
It's either fact or he's trying
I think it's fact. Like, every GM and president in this town, they're telling you what they're going to do. We just don't want to believe them. We keep thinking, no. There's a plot twist like some M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's not. It's exactly what they say it is.
Also, what's happened since we've been on the air. Arizona traded Josh Naylor, who used to be a Guardian. He's now a Mariner. That's a first baseman with an 800 OPS. Also, what's happened? The New York Yankees called up the Colorado Rockies and said, we need a third baseman. We need Ryan McMahon. And they gave up two prospects. One was the eighth prospect. One was the 21st prospect.
Yeah.
So they didn't give up a ton. And I think the Tigers could make a move like that. Also, apparently the Yankees are still interested in a Eugenio Suarez, also a third baseman. We're led to believe that the Tigers are interested as well, but they're not going to give up the farm. What we found out from these couple articles is Mr. Conservative Scott Harris, and whether he is conservative and he doesn't want to give up his prospects and he thinks the future's down the road, or whether he surprises everybody and we're all happy on July 31st. What I can tell you, if this is how it seems like it is, it's unacceptable. You're not in first place by 8 games very often. You haven't won a World Series in 41 years. Your job as the POBO, the president of baseball ops, is to help the current team, which is currently scuffling.
Right.
If he turns his back on this team, if he doesn't make a big swing, if it's because simply he doesn't want to give up his prospects, he's not doing his job, and it's unacceptable.
Rieger,
it's unforgivable.
Rieger, wow.
It is.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Could not help out a team that potentially could win a World Series.
Or Rieger, maybe he really believes in his team and says, you know what? This is the aberration. We all kept saying back in May, and oh, just trust me, the Tigers are going to hit a losing streak. Well, guess what, folks? They're in the middle of a losing streak. It's not time to panic. And I don't think that Scott Harris and the Tigers management are panicking. They're looking at this as, okay, it sucks right now, but we'll figure this thing out. I still believe our players can win games because these same players in the middle of this 1-10 losing streak are the same ones that got you that far.
I agree with you, but everybody upgrades at the deadlines. If you're serious about trying to win a World Series, spare me the, well, our window is big. No, it's not. Scooble goes away after next year. If you're serious about winning a World Series, you upgrade. You say F them prospects. If you're serious, if he doesn't do that simply because he's afraid to trade his prospects because he thinks they're going to be great one year, he's not serious. Your job is to improve the current Major League Baseball team, and you're in a great spot. You're still 8 games up for first place. So, yes, it's inexcusable if he goes about his business this way.
I don't think it's inexcusable because this team is not built for a win at all at all costs right now. It's not that type of team,
but
Jeff.
But, Rico, you're wrong simply to the point of what we all say. Once you get into the postseason, anything can happen. Make sure to upgrade your team to the point that once you're in the second season, you got the ability to kick a little ass. Now, the articles, both of them do say, expect a reliever of some sort.
And that's what I said, you'll get an arm. You'll get a middle reliever arm, an extra arm to come out of the bullpen.
So you good with this?
It's not that, Rieger, no. But then again, there's no one thing that they need that will fix them. They're beyond just a starting pitcher. They're beyond just a right-handed bat. They are beyond just a lights-out closer.
It doesn't mean you don't try.
They need a bunch. So if you need a bunch, maybe you just go with the guys that you have. You bring in. This is what I'm saying. I saw this. Like
I got you. But
the
listen,
worst thing that happened was this losing streak because now you're like, wow, maybe this is we're not as good as we thought we were.
Are they broken to the point of no repair? Answer that
no.
question. Okay. This is still the team that got them to, at one point, the majority of the season, the best record in baseball, correct?
Right.
Okay, eventually the confidence will come back, the mojo will come back. They're not going to be this dog poop forever. We agree.
Right.
Okay, so when that comes, you better have upgraded some of the spots to give yourself the best chance. Every team has flaws. So to sit right, and punt the deadline is inexcusable.
Right, but in their mind, they're thinking, okay, well, maybe Carpenter will be one of our upgrades. They're looking at the long term. They want long term success. Okay. That's just my opinion. That's how I see things. This team wasn't that successful that long ago. And now, you know what? Kind of feels good to be sitting in first class. I'd like to stay in first class.
The long term success is such a scam. The long term success is, well, we just don't want to do anything right now. Look at Mike Elias and the Orioles last year. He didn't want to part ways with Coby Mayo, who stinks, or Jackson Holliday, so he did not. And now look at the Orioles. They're dog poop. They're selling at the deadline. They're garbage. They just lost a series to the Guardians. Point is, we don't know what happens next year. You better strike now. And the fact that we're led to believe that he doesn't intend to is unacceptable. I'm curious where the people are at. 248-539-9797. The ticket text the exact same number. Do you got a problem with this? Now, Rico doesn't like it, but I despise it.
I don't have the problem.
I hate this.
I'm not on you where you're just calling for pitchforks and torches outside
it's
of Comerica Park.
It's unforgivable. You can't get
Rieger,
to this point in the season and do
place.
Nothing.
You're
so what?
Still in first place,
and this
Jeff.
Is where you both, I don't know, the Yankees are trying to get back to first place. They made a move. The Mariners trying to make the postseason. They made a move.
Okay, but the Yankees have shown they're willing to use the payroll. They're willing to do whatever it takes.
As should
this
you
This team
be.
Doesn't do that. Their payroll is not up there with the other teams,
There's
Rieger.
Two things. You look at the Yankees and Ryan McMahon. They didn't give away a top five prospect, right?
Right.
The Tigers have better secondary non-top five prospects than other teams do. So that's number one. So they still have more to give. Second of all, it is, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but it is the dumbest thing to think about when you're like, well, you know, we don't think we can win the World Series, so we're just not going to try. Every team is flawed. We've gone through this entire season with saying Tigers could be the best in the American League. Well, the best team in the AL gets to go to the World Series. Like, if this is how he approaches this job, I can't forgive it. And it's a massive black mark on his resume to me. Now, it hasn't happened yet. Maybe he just wants to prepare us for it to happen, and then he over-delivers. But this, if it goes down like this, is truly awful. Awful. And I'm furious. Now, I know you're not.
I'm not.
It's unacceptable. Tiger fans have been waiting way too long to get to this point in the season. And what? You're slumping? So now you're going to punt the deadline? This is your chance to get better. Prospects are just that. They're prospects. Max Clark might suck.
He was never going to break character.
Kevin Nagatogo might blow.
He was never going to break character. He does things a certain way. Every GM, every president does things certain ways. This is not how he gets it done. He's looking at the long term, Rieger.
All right, we'll get to the calls. 248-539-9797. Are you good with this? Are you good with this way of thinking? Rico's not, but he's not as angry as I am.
I've accepted it. Yeah.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.